Abbiamo infatti ospite la chitarrista bravissima Kaki King sulle scene da 20 anni, e proprio 20 anni fa usciva questo album Everybody Loves You, che ha segnato proprio l'ingresso nel mondo della musica di questa musicista, che poi di lì a breve andrà a firmare anche un contratto con Major e intraprenderà una carriera solista e la porterà a collaborare veramente con tanti nomi, ad esempio con i Foo Fighters, con Dave Grohl, ma anche con far parte della colonna sonora di Into the Wild con Sean Penn, insomma tante belle soddisfazioni per quest'artista, che sarà dal vivo in Italia nei prossimi giorni. Poi più tardi vi ricorderò gli appuntamenti, tra poco la raggiungeremo al telefono. Intanto da quel disco Everybody Loves You ci ascoltiamo Night After Sidewalk, bravissima chitarrista, abile nella tecnica del finger picking, soprattutto in questo disco. Poi adotterà anche un approccio collegato alla steel chitarra, all'uso degli effetti, ma qui è tutto più che mai nudo e crudo. Questa è la musica di Kaki King, artista che oggi abbiamo con grande piacere ospite nella nostra radio, un artista che sarà dal vivo prossimamente qui in Italia con varie date che sono stasera a Perugia all'Auditorium San Francesco al Prato, domani all'Alcazar di Roma, il 17 a Milano allo Spazio Teatro 89 e il 18 a Bologna al Locomo. E quindi ecco qui Kaki King al telefono con noi. Hi Kaki, and welcome here in Radio Città Aperta. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Kaki?
Hello.
Hello, okay, perfect. Now I can listen. You, hello, and welcome here in Radio Città Aperta.
Hello, thank you.
And so I just said your next live show here in Italy. You will start tonight in Perugia. I think that you are at the moment in Perugia, or not?
I am in Perugia right now, yes.
Yes, beautiful city, and so you will play tonight at Auditorium San Francesco al Prato. So, we had just listened a song from your first, very first album, Everybody Loves You, that introduced you in the music. Many people has known your name and your technique thanks to this album. Now is 20 years mm-hmm. from this release. And so what are your sensations after 20 years listening again this stuff and this old album that it was very important for you and is very important for you?
You know, I realized how young I was when I made it
mm-hmm.
and how lucky I was that I just didn't know. I actually didn't know I was making an album
mm-hmm.
at the time. But also, you know, I've seen how much I've grown, and I wouldn't write like that again.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so grateful for, I'm just really, really grateful for that album being what it was.
E quindi le fan da un certo punto di vista strano pensare a quanto era giovane e comunque quanto è stato importante questo album, un disco anche diverso dalla sua produzione, forse ha ripreso un po' negli ultimi tempi, un disco al quale è molto grata, insomma, se non sbaglio era una ventenne. You were 20 years old when you released this album, is it correct? Very young.
I made it. Yeah, I was really young, you know. I recorded everything when I was 22.
Okay.
And it came out when I was 23.
Okay, quindi era 23enne quando è stato pubblicato il lavoro, un disco non semplice che però venne subito recepito dalla critica. It was a record where you play your guitar with finger picking technique, not only, but most of the songs are this technique. It's not a simple album for everyone, but the audience well received this album, appreciate for the beginning this stuff, and it was very important because it's not easy for a musician that play only a guitar and made an album only or of this instrument to have a success.
Yeah, and I think that style of finger style and using different tunings, and, you know, just the general style. There wasn't a lot of new material being released at that time, and there, of course, is a lot now. But yeah, and around that time, it just that there weren't that many new artists doing anything with the style, and I think it was really well received because I had, was playing in a style that some people knew but was doing something a little different.
Mm-mm-mm. Quindi all'epoca c'era un tipo di produzione che magari poteva avere anche delle affinità di questo tipo, ma nello stesso tempo hanno apprezzato anche allo stesso modo l'originalità di questa produzione. Everybody Loves You, un disco per una musicista che è una chitarrista, ma è anche ha studiato batteria, e in qualche modo c'è un elemento percussivo se lo si ascolta in questo lavoro. So, you have studied and you play guitar, but you have studied in the meantime, when you were young, also the drum. And there is something of percussive
yeah.
in your music, in this album, I suppose, I believe. In the way in the way you play, I heard something this way.
Yeah,
a percussive mood. Yes,
of course, And no, that of course comes from having a, you know, my musical education came from from playing drums.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think there's the percussive element that you hear when I, you know, hit part of the guitar and it makes a sound like a drum. And then there's an element that is not as obvious,
mm-hmm.
but I'm using my, I'll be doing something with my left hand and then something with my right hand, much like a drummer would, but
okay.
It's more guitar technique.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of blend the two together and it sounds more complicated than it is. And that is something that also comes from drumming.
Yes, very interesting this way. So, quindi, sì, lei ha studiato batteria quando era giovane, ha anche suonato in qualche band in questo modo, e io ho notato un elemento percussivo, che non ci sono le batterie o le percussioni, però nell'approccio nel suonare la chitarra ho notato questo elemento, e lei dice proprio che è così, venendo da quegli studi lo ha portato poi nel suono della chitarra, proprio anche nei movimenti della mano sinistra e della mano destra, una tecnica non semplice in questo senso, e che ha maturato e che dà al suono un certo, ecco, vigore anche, possiamo dire così, ritmico. So, in these days you will play in Italy, so today in Perugia and tomorrow in Rome, and then I will remember the other place where you will play.
In Milano and Bologna and Pordenone.
Yeah. Exactly. And so you will play the stuff from your different albums, not only from Everybody Loves You.
Yes. I'll be playing things from all the albums that I've made, because everything that I have done, even though over the years there's been a lot that sounded very different, everything does originate with just the solo guitar. So honoring that tradition, honoring that practice, which is so, it's the most difficult thing that I do. Even though I've done so many different things with the guitar, that playing alone is still the most challenging and the most beautiful.
So you will play alone in this way, in this next tour, is it correct?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, quindi suonerà vario materiale dai suoi differenti dischi, sarà in solo, perché lei poi nel tempo ha suonato anche con band, e mostrerà anche i differenti approcci che ha avuto nella composizione, rispettando anche un po' la tradizione, però anche, ecco, evidenziando come poi ci sono varie sfumature nel suono e nella tecnica che ha sviluppato nel corso degli anni, nell'esperienza che ha sviluppato nel corso degli anni. Quindi è anche un percorso dove si mostrerà lo sviluppo della carriera proprio di quest'artista, di Kaki King, con noi al telefono. If you agree, we are going to listen another song from your stuff, from your album. Ad esempio, we can listen The Full Shell, if you agree.
That sounds wonderful, yeah.
Yes. E allora, cerchiamo di far partire il brano, se il nostro... so we got some problems with our PC. I try to start the song. Okay, now we are ready. The Full Shell per Kaki King qui su RadioCittàAperta.it, e poi torneremo a parlare con lei. Thank you. L'album è Modern Yesterdays, la traccia Default Shell per Kaki King, che è con noi al telefono. So, this is one of your last album, and so we have heard that you insert inside your music also electronic elements, and during your career your sound has developed with different styles, sounds, collaboration. For example, you did collaboration with John McIntyre. I'm very interested about that, you, John McIntyre from Tortoise. Which kind of collaboration it was, and what it means for you have collaborate with John McIntyre?
Well, John is a genius producer. He produced my third album, Until We Felt Red.
Yeah.
And what was really great about that was I had made two solo guitar records, and I was ready to try something new. But still mainly instrumental, and, you know, what John had done with Tortoise and Sea and Cake and just all the albums he had produced, it was just the perfect opportunity to you know, work on that kind of sound within the guitar. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, Until We Felt Red is a beautiful album.
Yes.
And he and I spent a few weeks in Chicago making it, and it was a really, really fantastic experience.
Yes. Yeah, yes, it's very important musician, and I like it, the work that I've done with you. L'album è Until We Felt Red, un disco dove John McIntyre ha suonato, ma soprattutto ha prodotto l'album, arricchendo il suono che era principalmente prima solo di chitarra, con elementi, insomma, che sono caratteristici anche delle esperienze di John McIntyre che ha portato avanti con i Sea and Cake, con i Tortoise e via dicendo. È stata un'esperienza molto importante e di arricchimento per lei. So, però, insomma, lei ha collaborato poi anche con tanti altri musicisti, ad esempio anche con Dave Grohl, i Foo Fighters. So Dave Grohl said that you are a very incredible guitarist, and so which kind of experience was collaborate with him, that is a very famous musician?
Well, luckily for me, Dave Grohl really is just the nicest, most approachable guy. And when I played the song with him, The Ballad of the Beaconsfield Miners, it was just him playing guitar, and I played guitar with him. There wasn't anything more complicated. And so even though, yes, you know, arguably the most famous rock musician on earth right now, he really was just a friendly person.
Mm-hmm.
Who just wanted a jam, and was very welcoming and very sweet, and so it was very easy. And he's also someone who just, the whole band, every member of the Foo Fighters, they all just love music so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they don't care if you're famous or not. They just, if you're, you know, they really get into what you do musically, and respect you for it, and so it was a really awesome experience.
E quindi Dave Grohl, ma anche in generale i Foo Fighters, sono persone molto disponibili, seppur famose sono invece molto familiari, hanno un approccio nei confronti del musicista, ecco, nel caso di Kaki King, assolutamente, che ti mette a tuo agio, non importa se sei famoso o non sei famoso, loro amano la musica, amano suonare insieme. Lei ha suonato la chitarra con loro, gemmando anche con Dave Grohl, è stata un'esperienza veramente bella, non solo a livello artistico ma anche umano, e infatti, insomma, è molto contenta e onorata anche di aver avuto questa esperienza. Another important experience was to collaborate with the soundtrack of Into the Wild with Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Very beautiful film, very beautiful atmosphere inside. So what was your approach to this soundtrack?
Well, my role was much smaller than the role of Michael Brook and Eddie Vedder. So I was able to fill in a few places where there were gaps and they needed something a little bit special or just different. And that's how I made my way onto the soundtrack. I just provided them with enough music that was just slightly changed that they used.
Quindi è stato un lavoro sicuramente importante. Ora ammetto che qui mi è sfuggito qualche passaggio perché non sono riuscito ad ascoltare bene tutte le risposte per un disagio un attimo tecnico, però insomma ricordo e sottolineo che lei ha preso parte a questa colonna sonora di Into the Wild di Sean Penn, un'esperienza anche qui di un certo rilievo. Now you will play tonight. Which kind of relationship there is with your audience, with your fans? It's very important to have an audience that stays connected with your guitar, with your music, because it's a very intimate approach to... on stage, and sometimes happen that people don't respect the musician, sometimes tend to speak with others. So in your experience, it's different? The people stay silent?
Oh yeah, my audience stays very quiet. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of musicians come to my shows. I think a lot of people who already play, and I obviously get a lot of guitarists.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I've really never had an issue with people paying for a ticket and then talking over my, and I know that does happen to maybe louder musicians.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, for me, it's all about, you know, getting that atmosphere so people feel really comfortable and they can hear everything. So no, and it would shock me if my audience would be talking. I haven't encountered that in a very long time.
Quindi insomma il suo pubblico è più che mai educato, spesso è composto anche da musicisti e da chitarristi che quindi si approcciano anche con curiosità alla sua musica, è un pubblico con il quale riesce a essere sempre connesso, non ha avuto mai in realtà grandi problemi in questo senso. Insomma lei fa un sound acustico, comunque chitarristico in solo, quindi c'è spesso la possibilità che non tutto il pubblico partecipi in maniera educata, invece nel suo caso è molto silenzioso, attento e si crea una bella connessione con chi partecipa. Allora io vado a ricordare gli appuntamenti live di Kaki King. Stasera sarà dal vivo a Perugia, Auditorium San Francesco al Prato, domani a Roma all'Alcazar, il 17 a Milano allo Spazio Teatro 89, il 18 novembre Bologna Locomotive. And you said that there is another place where you will play in Pordenone, is it correct?
Yes, I
don't have
Pordenone.
It. Okay, when?
It's November 19th.
Ah, ok, the day after Bologna. Ok, è il 19 a Pordenone, quindi aggiungiamo questa data che io non avevo a disposizione, non mi era arrivato, forse mi era sfuggita a me, mea culpa, it's my fault, yes. I'm ready now that you will play at Capitol Pordenone, yes. Ricordo che tra poco ci sarà il podcast dell'intervista sul sito di Radio Città Aperta, oltre al file audio troverete anche le date live e poi l'ascolto del primo disco di Kaki King. So now I will post the article with the podcast of our interview, and in the article it will be also the different place where you will play, and so everyone can
okay.
look and go
Thank you.
If you where he lives and if I have the possibility to go to see you live, and I suggest it. So thank you so much to be with him, with me.
Thank you very much.
And so I'm going to play a song from the album that we said before, Until We Felt Red, with John McEntire. If you agree, I'm okay. going to play this song.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you so much, Kaki King, to be with me.
Thank you.
And so have a good live set during these days.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, bye bye, ciao ciao.
Ciao, e allora andiamo ad ascoltare Kaki King con questa canzone che si intitola Until We Felt Red.